think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Western Balkans, the Ukraine crisis, together, these are issues that challenge everyone, and I especially mean the foreign minister of the Russian Federation. The headline, Lavrov calls off Serbia trip after three Balkan states ban his aircraft from their skies. Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro closed their skies to the plane of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov ahead of his visit to Belgrade, scheduled for these next hours. Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is here to help me understand this very confusing and tense story. Ivana is an advisor to the Barish Center for Media Integrity at the Foundation. Ivana, what a surprise. I thought we were going to measure this from 20,000 feet. I was consulting my map, and now we've got breaking news. These three states in banning Lavrov. Are you surprised? Is Lavrov surprised? And what does this mean about the Russian effort in the Western Balkans? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me again. Well, whenever you see the Western Balkans in the news, it's often not a good indicator, given, you know, the history of the 90s, et cetera, et cetera. For the past few months, the Balkans, again, the Western Balkans has been all over the Western media space. And no wonder why, because it has very, very clear ties to what's happening in Ukraine. What happened yesterday with Lavrov's visit to Serbia, I have to admit, it did, to some extent, it did come as a surprise because the airspace has been closed for a very long time and Russia should have known it. And Russia should have also known that all those three countries that you mentioned, North Macedonia, Montenegro, and Bulgaria, they are NATO member states. So Lavrov was on his trip to Serbia to discuss numerous things, you know, with the Serbian government related to gas, related to some bilateral, further bilateral, strengthening bilateral relations. He was supposed to meet also with a patriarch because the Orthodox, the Russian and the Serbian Orthodox churches have very close ties. And suddenly all those three countries decided not to allow Lavrov to travel. The Russian government was quite upset about this thing. Of course, they threatened that they will ban gas for all those three countries. But also you had the chief, Rogozin, who is the chief of, their space agency, who basically, claimed that, you know, Russian, interballistic missiles, they don't need the permission of all these three countries. So, as you can imagine, I mean, they have a very good sense of humor. And the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, did not confirm directly whether it was canceled or not. Instead, you know, they stated that our diplomacy has not yet mastered the capacity for teleportation.
The larger story here is the Western Balkans under assault by Russian forces, not military forces at this point. I learned from your most recent essay, but what we've come to understand as hybrid warfare using information warfare. Let's begin in Serbia. Why Lavrov was headed to Serbia, Belgrade to begin with, to consult. Serbia looks to be, from your remarks, the anchor of this information warfare being launched, using the Serbian Orthodox Church, but also the government is keen on this, and they've won investment. So Vucic, the president of Serbia, looks to be important. Is he in charge of this whole region as far as Russia is concerned? Is he the deputy of Russia in the region to influence others?
So to begin with, what we are talking about today, it's more visible in 2022 than in 2014. But I've been following Russian information operations inside the Western Balkans for a very long time. And this is really nothing new, because Russia has used information warfare as a some sort of soft power influence through media, through the Russian Orthodox Church, but also through some military, paramilitary institutions to destabilize the Balkans. Let me remind you that this thing that we are talking about is in Serbia. It is just one part of a much broader goals that Russia has, because while everyone in the United States is counting Russia's tanks, people often forget that Russia has another more powerful tool, which is information, and it is a weapon. And what Russia, for example, is doing in Moldova right now, in Georgia, in the Western Balkans, it's the part of the same playbook. So to go back to your first question on Serbia, so Serbia, given that it's an Orthodox country, it has very, very close ties with Russia, and Russia has been using the religion inside the country. Russia has been investing in critical sectors such as energy, such as media sector, in the church, and in sports, believe it or not, to influence the government and to influence the population inside. So President Vucic, he has been in power for more than 30 years. And we should absolutely, around 30 years, and we should not forget that he was also the Minister of Information during NATO intervention in 1999, which really tells you that he perfectly understands
right
who controls information, controls the narrative. And he has been playing Putin's games since he came to power, if not even before. But he also, you know, his main goal is really to stay in power. And this is precisely why he has been playing a little bit more complex games between balancing between Washington, Brussels, and Moscow, and Beijing. So it's not only Russia, it's also, you know, the Chinese influence. And he has been using Russia's efforts also to stay in power through the power of Orthodox Church, through the power of energy sector, because Serbia is fully dependent on Russia's gas. And and what we are really observing right now, he has also, like, he never imposed sanctions on Russia since the war started, even though he even though Serbia voted in favor of UN General Assembly resolutions. But that's more or less, I don't want to say irrelevant, but that's sending less signals than imposing sanctions on Russia. So he has been really playing like a Putin's games for years. And he also understands that by escalating to de-escalating, things in the region can also, you know, help him. Which brings me, you know, to his proxies in the region, to Putin's proxies in the region, for example, in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Russia has several actors that are doing Moscow's bidding. On one side, there is Dodik, who is from Republika Srpska part, a Serbian leader, pro-Russian, definitely leader, who has threatened with secession. And then you also have the Croats in Bosnia. And their leadership has been also gladly exploited by Russia. And Moscow understands that by installing chaos inside a region can help Moscow's goals more broadly by distracting Europe from what's happening in Ukraine.
Montenegro, I want to go to that, Ivana, forgive me, because Montenegro is a member of NATO, I believe. And it is now in the news because it didn't permit Lavrov's airplane to cross its airspace. But you report that Montenegro suffered a coup attempt in 2016. What is Russia's efforts in Montenegro? Is it more of the same, spreading lies and influencing people, or do they have players on the ground in Montenegro?
So Montenegro is very interesting because if you asked me the same question last year, I would have had a very different answer. But to go back, yes, Russia has had influence in Montenegro precisely because of the access to the Adriatic Sea. So it was strategically tremendously important. And Russia was absolutely not happy to see Montenegro being as part of NATO. And it influenced coup d'etat that was luckily unsuccessful. So what we are observing in Montenegro, Russia has its own players, far-right nationalistic groups, but Russia also benefits from polarizing the society between Montenegrins and Serbs who live there. So it's not only investing in one group of people. Russia is gladly, you know, exploits any polarization. There is also another avenue that Russia has used via the Orthodox Church. And it's very fascinating, really, to see that the strategy that Russia employs in Ukraine with the Orthodox Church absolutely mirrors what's happening inside Montenegro with the polarization of the Serbian and Montenegrin Orthodox churches. When it comes to media sector, that's part of Russia's main playbook. For example, you have Sputnik that is operates from Serbia, but many regional media platforms are picking up news from there. There are numerous websites that are linked to Russia's proxies that mirror Russian rhetorics. But we also have a new government in Montenegro, and many hope that this new government will ease such polarization between Serbs who live there and Montenegrins. So many people are hopeful that Montenegro is going towards better, towards more peaceful time. I have to admit that today I think Montenegro is better, significantly better than last year, but Montenegro is not out of the woods yet because we still have over there tensions omnipresent, especially with this new initiative. It's called the Open Balkan Initiative that tends to put together all those countries in the region, something similar to mini European Union. And people are reluctant to join such an effort because they think, you know, that this is a Serbia-led project. So I have to admit, you know, Russia is definitely not giving up its information warfare efforts over there. Whether they are successful today in Montenegro, they are certainly successful, but not as successful as they used to be.
All right,
before.
We've identified the challenges in the Western Balkans. I'm speaking with Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Montenegro, Kosovo, the Western Balkans, all targeted by Russian information warfare. What is to be done when we come back? I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.